All right, so we are live. We'll wait a couple seconds just to allow people to kind of see us on here. All right, good evening, everyone. We're joined tonight by Hannah LaMontagne. She is the aunt of Juliana Casario Jones, who went missing July 21st, 2023 from Belgrade, Maine. Hannah, thank you so much for joining us and getting the word out for your niece.
Thanks for having me.
So can you give us a little background on Juliana?
So she's my niece, but she's lived with my husband and I for a couple years and our kids. She's 16. She's been going to Skowhegan Area High School. She actually just got her CNA license. She's been doing awesome since she came with us. She's got some trauma that she's dealt with. But we thought she had made some really, really great strides towards the future.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like she's a smart girl, too, if she's already got her CNA at 16.
Yep.
So you said she goes to Skowhegan High School?
Yeah. So she went to Coney. We were living in Augusta. We moved to Norwalk in October of last year. So she transferred to Skowhegan. She's a social butterfly. She makes friends everywhere she goes.
Now, what happened on the night of July 21st? She was in Belgrade though at the time that she went missing?
Yep. She was spending the night at my parents' house, her grandparents, and she went swimming with her brother's girlfriend across the road from my parents' house and never came back.
So she went with her brother's girlfriend?
Yes, yeah, about the same age. They were friends, so.
So did the girlfriend come back?
The girlfriend did come back, yes.
Did she say, like, where Juliana had gone, or?
Nope, I actually haven't even had a chance to talk to her about it. I've had a hard time getting a lot of answers. I think it's just because we don't really know what happened.
So she's swimming across the street.
Yes.
And here's some pictures of Juliana for the folks at home. Yeah. How long had she been over there?
Over swimming?
Yeah.
So she went down around 7:30. And I'm not sure exactly how long she was down there swimming for, but the state police actually went out and interviewed some of the neighbors. And they saw at least one person walking down the road around 10:30 that night with a flashlight down towards Main Street. So.
And the state police believe it was her?
Yes. I think that's the assumption that we're going off.
And where was it that she was swimming when she went missing?
So the way it's set up is my parents live next door to her mother. And her mother has a right-of-way access down to a stream that goes from Great Pond to Long Pond. So she was actually swimming on her mother's property. But it's across the road from the houses.
Okay. So witnesses saw one person walking away with a flashlight, but it's obviously hard to tell at nighttime, just see a flashlight walking down the road.
Yeah.
So that could have been anyone. And, yeah. But her friend had gone back to the house. And at that point, like, do you know what time the friend got back?
I am unsure of what time the friend got back.
Okay. Now, I had read on one of your posts that you believe that she's in the Portland, Maine area. What makes you say that?
So I had heard the guy that she is with, he had just gotten released from the emergency room. He was in a car crash a few weeks ago, a pretty bad one, I guess. And he was in the emergency room. He had just gotten out, and I believe he was staying with, I heard his friend Pete, but I am unsure of actual who these people are.
Is her boyfriend?
Yes.
How long has she been dating this guy? What's his name?
His name is Justin Williams. He's 21, and I don't know how long because honestly, I didn't know anything about it.
Okay. So how did you find out that she was dating a 21-year-old?
So when I got the call that she was missing, I started calling family members, and apparently a lot of family members actually did know about him and just hadn't said anything to us about it. After talking with them, we were told that they were told by Juliana that we already knew. But I'm not positive about the details of it. So
that's too bad. So he was in a bad car accident, just came out of the hospital, and you think that she kind of ran away to be with him and maybe help take care of him or something, or
I think so, yeah, something along those lines.
I just had something and I've clicked on a button and just totally lost my train of thought. I need your help here, Jeff.
With what? I'm sorry, I'm taking notes at the moment.
Okay. So
what? Oh, good.
So do we know what kind of vehicle this kid drives, or do we know where he lives?
I am not sure what kind of vehicle he drives. He actually, the car accident that he was in, he wrecked his car. So I don't know what he is using for a vehicle or transportation right now. I'm assuming he's depending on his friend that they're staying with. But again, that's an assumption. I really am not positive about that. And he is listed as having a Saco residence, but where I don't have any firsthand information, I'm going off what I've sourced from friends and family members, guessing that they're in the Portland area.
Now, she called you, right?
She did, yes.
Now, do you have the phone number or anything for that call?
She keeps calling from a private number. She's reached out to me once and my husband twice. It's always from a private number. We've tried tracing it. We haven't had any luck with that.
How long ago was that phone call?
She called me. It was 3 days ago that she called me, and she called my husband 2 days ago.
Okay.
Are you able to disclose like what she said or?
Truth be told, she said she didn't want to come home. She said she felt like she was okay, and she doesn't want to come back because she doesn't want to have to follow the rules, which I understand, that's teenage mindset. But she also doesn't understand the type of people that she's really with, I think.
Yeah. No.
Anyone that would be harboring a teenager and think that that's okay, that's not good people to be around in the first place.
Well, and it's even more than that. We've heard him in the background trying to coach her through the conversations with us, really, really encouraging her not to cooperate. It's scary.
I can't even imagine.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry you're having to go through this.
So I was going to say, you know, at least you're hearing her voice, and people say, well, it's at least it's not a text message, so you know that it's actually her talking, but you still, like you said, he's coaching her. You don't know what.
Right. And the last conversation, she was actually slurring her words. She sounded very heavily under the influence of something. So.
Right. Mm-hmm. Is that something that she would participate in before, occasionally?
It's something that she has struggled with. Since she was young, that's a lot of the reason why she was actually placed with us. She has been doing really well the last few years. So it's definitely a fall off the wagon type thing.
Mm. Yeah. And that's tough at such a young age too. Like, and not being around people to help encourage good behavior.
Yeah.
So the state police have a missing person report on her. It's an active case. They didn't do an Amber Alert, correct?
Correct, yes. I believe because we're going off the fact that she went of her own free will.
Right. So they do have criteria they have to follow on Amber Alerts. And you don't have a vehicle to put out there either.
Right.
Which it's too bad, though. I wish they would still do something similar with every missing child.
Yes.
Now, what is it that the state police can do, like they have his his name, right? So they are they looking into him? Are they trying to find out where he lives and like just make a contact?
So I believe they have been trying to. She actually called my mom, her grandmother, yesterday and said that he had been arrested. There was a dispute with a neighbor and he pulled a knife on someone. So I believe he is actually in custody right now. And it makes me feel an even more urgency to find where she is.
Absolutely. Like hot tempered. Who's willing to pull someone who's willing to pull a knife on a neighbor for, I mean, for what reason would you have?
21-year-old dating a 16-year-old. He's obviously not a good guy anyways. Now he's got a knife threatening people.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you know about the accident? Anything about the accident? Was it like an situation?
So I actually looked up some articles on it. It was, forgive me if I don't remember the details exactly correctly. No, it was in front, right? It was a bad crash off, I think it was 95 or 295 near Brunswick. I think there was drugs involved. And he's actually had drug issues before that as well. 295. It was 295 in Brunswick where the accident was. He was going excessively fast, and I think they found drugs as well.
I actually work in Brunswick.
Yeah. You probably heard about the accident. It was just a couple weeks ago, so.
Yep. Scary stuff. And how has the support been with the general public? You know, like we helped share your post. I know other pages like ours has shared your post as well. Are you getting good help from people or?
We've actually gotten a lot of good help and support from friends, family, strangers. I'm overwhelmed. There's been a little bit of hate there too, but.
Well, you can ignore that. Don't worry about that. You're fine. Don't worry.
Yeah. It's like, that's one thing that kills me is the victim shaming portion of this. You know, you get that all the time. These online detectives that think they know better and, oh, there must be a problem at home. That's why she ran. You know what? That's what happens. Kids do those things, right?
Right. Yeah.
And obviously talking to you, I can tell how much you care about her.
Right. Yeah.
I can't believe we don't have any comments yet. Usually we get a few.
A few people sending some messages through. Unless something is acting funny and it's not letting comments come through.
Actually, my computer was acting really weird earlier. The music was like all slurry, like.
You said, what is the town that you guys live in?
So we live in Norwich Walk, which is right near Stevenage.
That's what I thought you said. Yeah. I live in, just north of Skowhegan. I'm really close. I know the area very well.
Yep.
Okay. And that's, I didn't know that there was a Long Pond or Great Pond in Norwich Walk.
That's in Belgrade. Yeah.
Oh, that was in Belgrade. Okay. Yeah. And
it's right up the road.
No, it makes more sense.
For me.
Right.
So what are some of her hobbies and things that she might be moving towards, or you know, if she's in Portland, if she is hanging out down there, is there a certain type of area she would go to, or is there hobbies that she has that she would want to check?
Honestly, she loves girl things. I wouldn't be surprised to find her either at the mall, which we actually had somebody say that they think they might have seen her at the mall the other day. So I wouldn't be surprised to find her there, possibly at the movies or getting her nails done. She likes girly stuff, so if she has somebody who's willing to take her, she's all over that.
Nice.
Yeah. We do have a comment here. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was just, so the comment, justice for Rob Morrison viewers, praying she comes home. She's still underage. I wish there was an Amber Alert for her. I'll have you in my thoughts and prayers. Sorry, guys.
Thank you.
And another comment from Deb March, and hope you find her soon.
let me show her picture once again here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe getting that out as much as possible. So does she have any brothers or sisters?
She does. She's got some half siblings. She has an older brother on her mom's side, and on her dad's side, she has a sister who's the same age and a younger brother.
Okay. Is she close with any of them? Does she try to stay in contact with any of them?
Yep. She has gotten closer with her brother over the last couple of years. They fought a lot when they were younger, but they were siblings right. that lived together full time. So
that's what happens.
But she's very close with her sister. You know, having a sibling the same age as you, it's a certain bond. So
has she tried to reach out to her and try to talk to her?
Yep. Last I know, her sister had heard from her about a week ago. But that was the last I had heard.
Okay.
And how about her other friends at school? Have you talked to any of them to see if she's reached out to them?
I had some of them reach out to me actually in the first 24 to 48 hours that she was gone. Some of them actually, she called some of her friends first. And a couple of them reached out and let me know, that they had heard from her and she said she was doing okay. Some of them had some leads for me to follow.
I don't know if, can you see that comment that Debbie Hagman, I think, posted?
Oh.
So it's praying you find her, never give up. My daughter was missing for 9 long nights and Facebook strangers and PI were our saviors, sending prayers.
Yeah, we were actually, I've discussed with a family friend about possibly hiring a private investigator. We're at a hard part right now because she is 16. So even if the police find her, if she says she doesn't want to come home, they can't make her.
They can still do like some sort of a welfare check on her to make sure what situation that she's in.
That's our goal. Yep, exactly. Right.
And I think that because she's under 18, if she's in a situation, they can take her out of that. I could be wrong, but I believe that's how that works.
Yeah, I'm hoping so.
Right. And for the people just tuning in, maybe if you missed sort of some of us explaining part of this, she's technically missing because she's not at home. But like she was saying, she has been in contact with the family at least as recently as 3 days ago. She just won't disclose where she is and she won't come home.
And she's with an adult male, 21-year-old male.
Right. So that's a situation for anyone that's just tuning in now. It's heartbreaking.
Now, does she have a phone with her? Or you said she's calling from a different phone.
No, she left her phone behind when she went.
All right. Good question. Deb just asked that. Can her phone be pinged?
Yeah, we had hoped that she had taken it, but we found it located in Belgrade. So.
Oh, it was left on the side of the road somewhere?
Nope, she left it behind at her mother's house, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a tough thing trying to convince, a rebellious teenager, like, the error of their ways, because some of them will just think, well, everyone's just sort of out to get me and maybe no one understands me or whatnot, not necessarily understanding that people are looking out for them and want the best for them and just breaking through that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is. If someone had that answer, they'd be a millionaire, right?
Yep. Our main goal right now, though, is just to make sure that she's safe.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. That's the only thing that matters.
Yep.
Now, is there anything else you can think of that you would want to share with us about Juliana?
Nothing that comes to mind immediately. She's a great girl. We want to make sure that she's home safe. And if anybody has any information, please don't hesitate to reach out.
Yeah, they can contact you on Facebook, but Ultimately, we'd like to see them contact the Maine State Police at 207-624-7076.
Yes.
Oh, someone just said something. Oh, so I think we actually talked about this earlier. Does he have a car? The young man was involved in a bad car accident, destroyed his car, but we don't know if he has access to another one at this point.
Correct.
And supposedly he's in custody at the moment for, I'm not sure if he called threatening his neighbor with a knife. So
do you know if he's still in custody, or did he just get arrested that night and released, or are you not sure?
I am not sure.
Is there a certain detective working on her case, or is it just...
Yes, Trooper Lowe has been the one who I've been in contact with about it.
Have you asked him if, what's his name? Justin. Have you asked him if Justin's still in custody, or could you reach out to him and ask him?
I actually reached out to him yesterday afternoon when we found out about it, and he was looking into it to see what he could find out and to possibly see if he could find a residence of where Justin has been at, because Juliana should, in theory, be there.
All right.
Yeah, that's encouraging, at least, that you're getting responses from them and they're actively looking into this. Is Trooper Lowe by any chance out of the Skowhegan State Police?
I believe it's out of Augusta, but I'm not 100% positive.
Okay.
Debbie Hegman has another question or comment. She says, please reach out to me. I'm willing to help you search. My heart goes out to you.
Thank you, Debbie.
And if there's anyone watching that's in the Portland area, we believe that's where Juliana is. So please keep your eyes open for her. She could really be anywhere, Saco, Portland, Report even, but that coastal Maine area, Southern Maine.
Yes. We did actually, when she first reached out, she reached out via a phone number that was tracked to Westbrook. So again, still in the Southern Maine area, but...
And whose phone was that?
I believe that was the friend Pete.
And but Pete, if you're watching, give us a call.
Yeah.
We have some questions for you.
We've tried to reach back out to that number, and he says he doesn't have contact with her anymore. So
it's awful.
It's was like he willing to give any sort of like, but I know where they might be, or was it just as kind of cut and dry, I'm not in contact, and that was the end of it?
Yeah, that was it. I'm not sure that I entirely believe it. There's a good chance right. It's just an evasive, I'm not getting involved in this type, leave me alone answer. But he was just very, nope, sorry.
Do you know how old he is by chance? But,
I do not. I believe there was also a black female involved. Her name is, I heard, Molly. But I don't have ages for either Pete or Molly.
Okay. Go ahead, Jeff. Were you going to say something?
No, I was going to, more towards the end. I'm not sure. sort of question.
I do have one thing to say, just a general comment. It's weird, like, there's a lot of kids missing in Maine right now. Just in the last couple of days, I know one little boy was just, or one young man, I guess, was just found. He's 14, 15 years old. Seems like it's an epidemic lately. Why do you think, to me, it seems like some people get a lot of attention, others don't get as much attention. Do you have any idea why that would be?
I'm not sure. I know what we've gotten as far as publicity and help goes. I've really had to fight tooth and nail. I'm not sure if maybe it's just that I have more resources and more people that have been helping me network than other people have available to them.
So Tanya Bailey Cipher says, I understand they can't make official missing person, but can't something be done or something else be done so more word gets out? So you did say there's a missing person report on her, right?
I believe there is, yes. Although there may not be an official missing, they know she's a missing person. It may not be an official missing person report because she's considered a runaway.
Right.
So maybe more of a BOLO, be on the lookout.
Yes, yes. I know that that there have been officers actively looking for her. So
yeah, it's such a weird area to be in there, like the runaway child scenario. Like you hope that it still gets as much attention as a child who's not been in contact and missing. But
so Deb says she's in Saco. She's a member of Located Lost. I'll certainly be looking. So thank you, Deb. Oops. Did I do that? Here, you go ahead. We both were clicking on the comments. Do you have any posters set up yet?
No, we don't have any posters. Mostly I've been trying to really network on social media.
Do you want us to make a missing person poster for her? Because that would be
amazing. Yeah, absolutely. Anything to help get the word out.
Okay, so we'll get that out to you after we get done here. You want to give a brief description of your niece again?
We got the pictures up, but yeah.
Like what she looks like?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's about 5'3", 5'4", a little on the heavier set side. She's got dark hair. She dyes it black, but naturally it's a dark brown. She usually has those big eyelashes on. It's hard to catch her without makeup. She's
funny. When you said when she was 5'3", 5'4", I was thinking she actually looked taller than that. So I'm glad you did say that.
I really thought she was taller too. Yeah. Oh, this is a good comment here. Cody Sand says, I'll share this with our Southern Maine Pepsi drivers to keep an eye out at all the convenience stores we deliver to. That's awesome.
That would be fantastic. So much, yes.
Yeah, thank you, Cody.
Cody's awesome. Deb Marchand said awesome. So I'm guessing it's about the posters, maybe. Yeah, Cody, that's a great idea. Actually, I should figure out something with Coke and Pepsi or something where we could put something on the back of the trucks with missing people posters when it's an active case like this where someone just went missing.
Yep. Well, Coke and Pepsi might have a problem with it themselves, but just that alone, having the drivers like trying to do something, that would be
keep phenomenal. An eye out.
Yes.
Yeah, because think of how many times somebody goes into a convenience store, right, just to get a soda or whatever.
Yeah, and there's
a good chance the driver might bump into him.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, what I'm saying is like some kind of national program where they do that. And then, I mean, you can ask Walmart. Walmart probably wouldn't want to talk to me, but you could ask Walmart. I used to work at Walmart for like 20 something years. Let's see. Is there another?
Just someone, Debbie asked, is she on Facebook?
She is on Facebook, yes. She's under the name Juliana Roses, but the Roses is spelled R-O-S-E-Z-Z.
Has there been any active activity on her social media at all?
Not that I have noticed. I've been trying to keep a pretty close eye on it. I've got other family members keeping an eye on her Instagram and Snapchat. She's been keeping a really low profile. We know that she knows the Facebook post is out. Because she's actually requested that we took it down.
Well, I wish I'd had his name earlier. I would have put his face on here too.
And Justice for Rob Morrison's viewers says that's a great idea, sharing to the drivers for sure.
Thank you, Cody. That's awesome.
And Deb says, Cody, could you place a poster in the stores? Probably be up to the stores themselves, but... I think that's a good idea.
With Alex Jackson that went missing earlier this year, he's been gone, I think, 10 weeks or something like that now. There's posters everywhere for him. That's just a strange case. I think he's 32 years old, but he's got a white pickup and the the trail bed there.
Yeah.
If by any chance, and not trying to get you to get to be emotional or anything, I'm not trying to get you worked up, but if you could say something, if for whatever reason she might be listening to this, what would you want to say to her? I'm sorry. I know.
No, it's okay. If you are listening, Juliana, please reach out to us and come home. We really want you safe. I know you feel like life isn't easy all the time, but we really want to work with you and help you get through this. So please just come home.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for asking that, but it's pretty obvious that you guys care. So yes, definitely, Julie. There's someone that knows her, or where her whereabouts. Reach out. They just want to make sure that she's okay. They really, really care about her. They're not nothing. I don't know what to say. They care. They want to know that she's okay.
Absolutely. And it's so hard to get through to these kids that they have their whole life ahead of them. They don't need to rush it. You know, she's 16. Stay home for a few more years and then go on adventures in your life and do the things you want to do, but stay being a child. Jeff, what are you laughing about? My phone went off. I looked over there quick. I was going to try to blur out the faces of the kids on here, and I did try to zoom in a little more just on her picture, so those other kids weren't on there, so I do apologize that I wasn't able to get them removed. Kind of put up quick, but you didn't say anything either. You gave me those pictures, so I assume
they're, they're all my kids, so I'm okay with it. Oh, okay. She's pretty close with them, so.
Okay, perfect. Looks like you have a great family there. Lots of love.
Yes, lots of kids.
I didn't mean it like that. Does anyone else have any questions before we leave, or is there anything else anyone wants to say?
I will say thank you very much for talking with us, and I'm sorry that you guys are going through this, but it's obvious that you guys really care about her.
We do. We love her very much.
Any updates that you have for us, we'll make sure to share that out. The poster, we'll make sure to share all that sort of stuff out for you guys. You know, anything that we can do to try and help, just let us know. We'll do the best that we can for you guys. Help during this.
Thank you so much. We appreciate everyone's help. Everyone that has shared or liked or commented. Every little bit of help, we appreciate.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you think you might have seen Juliana, please contact the Maine State Police at 207-624-7076, possibly in the Saco, Portland, Westbrook area of Southern Maine. Keep your eyes open. Hannah, thank you so much for joining us. We wish you all the best. I'll get out a poster to you this afternoon after we get done here. Oh, we do have another comment.
Thank you, Deb.
Yeah, sweet. All right, Hannah, try to have a good night. Stay positive, stay strong. Like the lady had mentioned earlier, her daughter was gone for 9 days. She came home. You see it all the time. Kids realize that they, Alicia Navarro, did you see that case?
No.
Missing from Arizona for 5 years. She just turned herself in Montana. She'd ran away with her boyfriend.
Yep.
So, I mean, there's always hope that she'll be home. Well, hopefully it's not 5 years. Hopefully it's for the next couple of days.
But still hope.
Right.
Juliana, there's so many people here that love and miss you, and they want you home and to be safe. Please come home. Call your Aunt Hannah. Let them know what's going on. Tanya Stadig, she's post something.
Yeah, it was it was in the potentially Portland, Saco, was it Westbrook area?
Yes.
Yep.
And that would be awesome, Tanya.
Thank you, Tanya.
This is her sister on the wall up here behind me.
Yep.
Her sister Tina is missing. So that's what's hard about these things is people jump on a little late, and it's, I know it's, everyone's got lives and they got things going on. So just to give a quick rundown again, she went missing July 21st. She said she was going swimming, never came home. She did reach out to her aunt and uncle a couple days ago by phone, said she's okay, but you could almost hear someone coaching her in the background. She's with a 21-year-old man, and she, again, is 16 years old. So it's reason to worry, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, most likely some substance abuse of some form going on. So everyone definitely keep your eyes open if you're in the area. Spread the message.
Yeah. No matter how old she thinks she is, she's still a child. So yeah, she needs to.
Absolutely. And there's people who care about her at home that want to make sure that she's all right.
Okay, Hannah, try to have a good night. Hopefully you hear something soon, and hopefully this helps get the word out for you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good night.
You too.
Thanks, everyone, for watching.